Today, we're talking about how to calculate your minimum survival number if you're facing a layoff scare.
Honestly, this is such a timely topic. Layoff anxiety is everywhere right now. Even if your job feels secure, those headlines cause stress.
It makes total sense when you look at the data. Prices for necessities have climbed so much. People are barely staying afloat.
I feel that every time I buy groceries. When you rely entirely on your paycheck, it's terrifying to think about it stopping.
A recent Gallup poll backs that up. 31% of Americans say the cost of living is their top problem.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Another 55% told Gallup that recent price increases created a real financial hardship.
So if your regular budget is already maxed out, any threat to your income is a major crisis.
Exactly. That's why you need a bare bones budget. It's your financial safety net. It's the absolute minimum cash required to survive.
When you say bare bones, do you mean just cutting out my daily coffee run? Or are we talking true survival mode here?
We're talking survival mode. This isn't a plan for how you want to live. It's a temporary mathematical calculation to stretch your savings.
How do we actually figure out what that minimum survival number is?
Step one is identifying your unavoidable fixed costs. These are bills that carry severe consequences if you skip them.
Housing is definitely the biggest one. Average asking rents are over $2,000 right now.
It's a huge burden. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says housing takes up about 33% of average annual spending.
What else goes on the fixed cost list besides rent or a mortgage?
Basic utilities like water and electricity. You also need basic internet and a cell phone for job interviews.
But I should probably cancel my premium unlimited data plan, right?
Exactly. Calculate those based on the most basic tiers of service. You also need to include insurance premiums.
So keep my car insurance active. I might also need a marketplace health plan if I lose my job.
Yes, estimate a basic premium for that. You also must include your minimum debt payments.
Wait, why wouldn't I just pause my credit cards or student loans if I lost my income?
You have to make the minimums to protect your credit score. But you absolutely stop any extra payoff payments.
That makes sense. Your goal right now is preserving cash, not getting out of debt faster.
Exactly. Step two is calculating your variable essentials. These are mandatory categories like groceries, but trimmed aggressively.
So no meal delivery kits or fancy snacks, just cheap staples like rice and beans to stay healthy.
Right. You also need to look at transportation. If you lose your job, your daily commute disappears.
Oh, true. My gas budget drops significantly. I only need enough gas for essential errands and job interviews.
Exactly. Keep household supplies and basic prescriptions small, too. Now, step three is the hardest part.
Let me guess, this is where I have to pause all the nice-to-haves.
Yes, you must immediately pause all non-essential spending to protect your basic living situation.
So cancel the streaming services and the gym membership. No more dining out or travel funds.
Right. No new clothes and no extra investing. Pausing these items doesn't mean you'll never enjoy them again.
I get it. But giving up the gym feels like a hit to my mental health during a stressful time.
I hear you. But right now, every available dollar has to keep a roof over your head. You can work out at home.
Let's say my normal budget is $3,400 a month. How much does cutting all this actually save me?
By stripping away the extras, your bare bones budget might drop to $2,700.
That's a huge difference. I just reduced my monthly need by $700.
And knowing that survival number completely changes the math for building an emergency fund.
It really does. Saving 3 months of normal expenses feels completely impossible for most people right now.
Bankrate actually found that only 47% of Americans can even cover a $1,000 emergency.
Wow, so telling people to save 10 grand for a full emergency fund is just discouraging.
Right. But you don't need to save 3 months of your normal budget. You only need 3 months of your survival number.
In our example, I'd only need about $8,000 instead of over $10,000. It turns an impossible goal into something manageable.
Having that number written down gives you immediate clarity. You know exactly what expenses to cut the moment you lose your income.
It takes all the panic and emotion out of it when the worst actually happens. You just follow the math.
Your one clear takeaway today is to calculate your minimum survival number right now while you're calm. Write it down to know your baseline.
And for a step-by-step plan to get your emergency fund off the ground, just check out geldzak.com.